While the Ground's major draw is live performances such as the one heard here by New York Theatre Ballet, Jacob's Pillow also serves as a repository of dance history. The 2015 season marks 20 years since public access to the organization's collections was granted. Thousands of photographs and films dating to 1894 are housed in Blake's Barn, which underwent an expansion that nearly tripled its public access and storage space. Norton Owen is the Pillow's director of preservation.
It's not just the space that people see, but also the space that is unseen, because on the lower level of Blake's Barn is our archival storage area. It's all climate controlled. We have space for thousands of videos, which we have there, films, photographs, documents, costumes, all kinds of things that are stored and then can be brought to people in the reading room where they can study them or enjoy them or view them.
On average, 22,000 visitors attend talks and exhibitions in Blake's Barn each summer, while events are held throughout the year. The expanded reading room features HD viewing screens and study areas amongst thousands of book-lined shelves. In tandem with the physical expansion, the company also relaunched its online archive called Jacob's Pillow Dance Interactive, according to director Ella Baff.
The archives has thousands and thousands of videos from the very early first days of Ted Shawn and his men dancers, the founder of Jacob's Pillow, to performances that happened at the festival just days ago, and amazing talks with artists. It's revealing and really, really fun to watch all these astonishing performances.
With an internet connection and the click of a mouse, viewers can watch a 1938 performance by Ted Shawn at the Pillow. Merce Cunningham in 1955. Or a 2009 tap dance by Jason Samuel Smith. The online archive was unveiled in 2011. Since the relaunch, the company says the site has experienced a 168% increase in daily users, nearly 82% of whom are new to the site. In just over 2 weeks, more than 10,000 online visitors from around the world had experienced nearly 30,000 Jacob's Pillow dance events. Optimized for mobile devices, Owen says the website serves the dance historian and the casual viewer.
And it's not just the performances, but also the whole rich context of what we present in talks and all kinds of presentations, films, things that that really contextualize dance in a way that makes it more meaningful.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.